All right, good morning.
Welcome to it, the Plan B Morning Show. Brad, Hunter.
Morning, morning. What's up?
What's up, what's up?
What's up, Greybeard?
We got it.
Whatever, whitehead. I don't know.
We got to get to your topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite Indicator in Benton Township. Who is hiring now? You're looking for that new career? Look no further than special-lite.com. Great starting pay, awesome benefits, room to grow. They really have something to fit every lifestyle, schedules. So check them out, special-lite.com. Get started on that new career right here in Southwest Michigan. Your topic for today. What is the laziest thing you've ever done?
This is great.
Or continue to do? Perfect for us. Perfect for
perfect
us.
Perfect for us. Let me kick the story off. Or you got
If you got something, Hunter, I mean, I always give you crap for being a bum, but let's see what you got.
You bum!
Okay,
so I'm going to start it with the story. So when Brock came here to the radio station, hey, what's up? It was back 2016. Trying to get together hobbies. What do we like? What do you like to do? Brock really likes the water, you know? He had like 1,800 kayaks for some reason. The guy's whole backyard was full of kayaks. So the wife and I, well, she wasn't actually the wife at the time. It was a boyfriend and girlfriend. Let's get some kayaks. You know, we'll join them and we'll go up. And we should have kayaks anyway. We've lived here our whole life. What are we doing? You know,
water
and this was
everywhere.
Just about the time. It's about the time. Water everywhere. It's about the time where kayaks started to get like real popular, too, you know, for some reason. Buy a kayak. And I get it to my parents' house because I use my dad's truck, right, to grab it from Dunham's. That's where we got them. And as soon as that thing got into the garage, I look at it and I look at my dad. And I'm like, you know what? I don't feel like paddling this thing. It's for the birds. Let's put a motor on this thing.
And here's
so I put a trolling motor on my kayak. And to this day, I still look at it. And I'm like, you're right. It is probably the most late. You know what's great about kayaking? Paddling and peaceful and just, you know, you can kind of go anywhere you want.
Well, they're made to be paddled. Like, they're designed to be easily pushed through the water with two little paddles. That's it.
You know? And it's easy to do so. And you can honestly paddle faster than I could, you know,
well, and
trolling
by the,
motor or
by
whatever
the
you
time you get, and mind you, folks, too, he put a 50-pound thrust trolling motor on there. That's what I have on the front of my large fishing boat. Like, you
damn
a
right,
50-pound, when he full cranks that thing,
it tips.
It tips.
It pulls it to one side a little bit.
So, okay, maybe if you would have done a 30-pound, maybe find, like, a smaller one. Okay, maybe. No, 50-pound thrust with a huge car battery motor on there. By the time you unload that thing and get it all ready, it's already sitting down in the water because you got so much weight on it.
It is.
It's the most ridiculous thing I have ever seen.
I smell a little jealousy. That's what I smell. You know what? You've been jealous since day one, so shut up.
He tipped it in the water the first time he put it in, all right?
He did. I barrel rolled that thing. So here's the first time I realized that, yeah, maybe kayakers won't really like this too much. We went out at Pawpaw River?
We were on the river, yeah.
And so I'm take the first corner. I'm like, oh, some other kayakers. They're going to love this thing. You know, I'm shoulders are up. I'm excited to wave at these people. They're going to be like, oh, my God, look at this guy.
What a
genius. That's an awesome kayak, man. Dude, they gave me the cold shoulder, dirtiest look I have ever gotten in my life. Looked at me like a lazy piece of trash.
Yeah.
And I had this big smile waving at him, and they just shook their heads. And at that moment, I'm like, oh, yeah.
They looked at you that way because
I look like a bum.
That's what you are, a lazy piece of trash.
You know?
Hey,
you know what? When I get from one end of the lake to the other without paddling once.
To be fair.
A little just. Hey, and you know what? Who keeps asking to see how deep it is? Because I got a fish finder on my kayak, too.
Ha! Just buy a regular boat. I will say, when we were all up north in Nuevo and you pulled all of us with your kayak.
You're damn right.
That was pretty nice. None of us
pretty
wanted
epic.
To paddle. And we just all hooked up. We made a train of kayaks and Hunter pulled
us. And you know
what?
I let him know, too. Oh, don't want to paddle, huh? You're looking at the guy with the trolling motor now, aren't you?
Who's the idiot now?
Yeah, you guys are lucky I'm a nice guy. You're lucky.
That is a perfect answer, Hunter. Perfect. Yes. Yes. With all the lazy
at least
things
I know.
You've done.
At least I know.
Yeah, you admit it. And that's the first step to recovery right there. Mine is something I continue to do. And I know it drives my wife nuts. Well, it's twofold, okay, because she wasn't happy about having our cans, because we recycle our cans. There's no way I'm throwing away 10 cents each time, all right? So I recycle
when
my
Brock
cans.
When Brock found out you get 10 cents per can in Michigan, he like lost his mind.
I'm digging in dumpsters. I'm picking up cans on the side of the road. Come on, that's 10 cents sitting right there. Anyway, what we had, we originally had the can bin upstairs in the kitchen, and the wife wasn't, and she's like, well, it's just in the way, but can we put it downstairs? Okay, that's fine. But now the lazy thing that I continue to do is if I finish a can, instead of taking the 10 steps downstairs and put it in there, I just set it on the corner of the stove until I build up.
So next time you go downstairs, you can grab it, but you never do.
I never do. I'm like, I'll let a few more cans build up, and then I'll take them all down. And I know it drives her nuts. She's like, are you going to move your cans? I'm like, well, yeah, I'll get to it. But, hey, she wanted to move the thing. So not lazy me. She should know better.
Just move the can thing upstairs.
Or I could just do the 10 steps downstairs.
You already proved that you're not going to do that. You already know. It's already on paper that it's not going
to
happen.
I'm going to have to listen to her bitch, and it's just not worth it, all right? She's bitching.
How about a can shoot? You know, like the old lottery shoot?
I actually did think about that. I was like, you know what? I could put a PVC pipe on this.
It'd be easy.
It would be easy.
You know?
What about a can launcher that launches outside by the garage?
Just launches them out of sight. Like you don't have to worry about it.
A can slingshot, right? Anyway, so yeah.
Launch them into your neighbor's yard. Right there. It has the long grass. He won't even notice.
That's right. No, that's 10 cents. I'm not flinging 10 cents into the neighbor's yard. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What's the laziest thing you've ever done or continue to do? We'll have more of your topic today when we come back. Stick around. Good morning. Harry. It's Mary.
It's Mary.
Hey, it's the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter, what's going on?
Hey.
Your topic for today brought to you by Specialite in Decatur and Benton Township. What's the laziest thing you've ever done or continue to do, you effing bums? We got some great answers on Facebook. Let's see. Jessica said, I once tied a rope to my kid's baby swing so I could sit in the chair with my feet in the kiddie pool and continue to swing him.
No, that's brilliant. Okay, kind of lazy. I get it. But no. It's brilliant.
Once he started to slow down, I would pull the rope again. It was hot as hell, and he just wanted to swing and swing and swing. Oh, so I got creative.
Fantastic.
That's smart. I'm going to use that.
You know what? Next step, we can put a motor on that. I'm telling you. It'll just keep it going all day. Just change the battery.
That thing haywires and sends Junior over the fence into the neighbor's yard. Oh! Ooh,
it's going kind of fast.
What happened? You turned it up too high.
It's like that guy who used a fishing pole with the baseball so his kid could hit it from fishing pole and he just reel it back in.
Smart. Yeah. Yeah. Parenting is all about finding easy ways to entertain your kids that you don't have to work hard in doing, all right?
Exactly.
Look, I'll admit it. I'll put my baby in the bouncer and put on Coco Melon. She is set for hours, right? Right in front of that TV.
Set it and forget it.
That's right. From Ronco, the baby keeper. I don't know. Let's see. Josh said, heard and my alarm go off and shut it off. I went back to sleep for 20 more minutes. I think that's me every morning.
Yeah, that is.
That's a lazy thing.
It comes right on the clock.
Snooze. Hit it. Is that a lazy thing to do every day is snooze?
Snooze?
I mean, you're just starting off your day procrastinating. So
the snooze is weird. It's a weird thing because if you're snoozing, you know you're snoozing.
Yeah.
So it's like, why not just set your alarm clock for the time you actually get up?
I don't know.
But is it, if we're like, for some people, like, okay, it comes in stages. It kind of wakes me up, and then I snooze, and then weird thing.
See, for me, I aggressively waking up that first time, like, I need a little bit. Like, I need, like, a slow, like, all right, I'm going to snooze for 20 more minutes, and that'll, you know, it won't be a deep sleep, and then maybe 10, and then another 5, and then maybe throw on another 20, you know.
Somebody says snooze, I can't remember who it was, but snoozing is the worst thing to do because it's starting your day off procrastinating.
Yeah, you're starting your day off putting off the day. That's what you're doing.
You know?
Yeah, like
the
nah.
First thing you do. I don't want to.
First thing I do is not doing what I should be doing right there.
Exactly.
Yeah, I like it. Hey, keep hitting that snooze, Josh. You're fine, buddy. You're fine. Kat said, call my kids on Messenger to wake them up for school so I don't have to go downstairs to do it. Very nice.
Oh, wow.
I didn't
even know that was a thing. Yeah. I totally forgot that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, look, I don't want to walk all the way
downstairs.
Do you
know what my dad used to do? Just pull the covers off slowly. from the bottom of my feet, you know? You just slide them off of me. Dad, no.
Dad used to walk downstairs and punch me right in the face. But get up.
Ow! Get up!
Ow!
Ow! Ow! Aggressive over there in Wisconsin.
Right there, yeah. Used to hit me with a baseball bat. Get up! Scott said, fix things with duct tape. Jeez. That's not lazy. Duct tape, that's the American way.
Have you not seen the Red Green Show? That's how you fix things.
That's just right
there.
That's
what it's there for.
That's what it's there for. I don't think it's a lazy thing to do. Sometimes you can't do like glue or a nail or a screw.
Duct tape. The ultimate shortcut, dude. It really is.
I love it. Jesse had a good one. The laziest thing that he continues to do, throw my dirty clothes in a pile right next to the basket.
Damn.
The basket's full because I haven't done laundry in 3 weeks. It's fine.
You know? I've been trying to stay on a roll with that, keeping everything organized in the bedroom. It's tough, dude. It's a daily thing you got to do.
I'm a big fan of just turning the dryer on again. Like, no, I'm not ready to fold this, so I'll just do another cycle in the dryer. That's a lazy thing I do. Like, I don't want to fold this. We'll send her in one more spin. They're all wrinkly now because they sat so long, so let's just send them for another spin.
The worst is when you leave them in the washer and then they just stink.
Yeah. Yeah, that you got to take it out of the washer right away. But the dryer, you can do a couple rounds on there. That's
let
fine.
Let it ride first.
Let it ride. Let it ride. All right. Great answers on Facebook. Nice job, everybody. You lazy pieces of trash. We're going to take a break. We got more coming up. It's the Plan B Morning Show.
Meet the new kid.